Did it finally feel like football today, Mario? Finally?
Man, I tell you what, the pass and everything, you want to get them on, but only when you're in great shape, you know what I mean? But first day in pass, I think it was fun. I know a lot of flying bullets, a lot of new things, but we're getting there.
How much more will the young guys get seeing more live action? Yeah.
You know what? Depends on how far along they are. They hadn't been in the books and hadn't been preparing, then this probably put them behind a little bit. But if they've been preparing, I think they'll take the next step in competing.
How different is it going to be this camp and even into the regular season with the new rules that are in place? And you wore pads a lot the last couple of years.
Well, all I can do is thank God for the new CBA. That's what I can say, man. But checking with Coach Fox's history with some other guy he's coached. They say he's a real player's coach. He'll take care of the body as long as you take care of him in practice and do what he has. So I think it probably would have been something similar to this without the CBA.
When there's fewer amount of hours, days, and pads, what do you need to do during those sessions to maximize, get the most out of those practices?
Well, when you have a schedule like this and one pad of practice, you need to go full speed. But in order to go full speed, you have to put yourself in the playbook and understand what you got to do. And the only way we can get better and fast is to be in the playbook and be efficient every rep. We can't waste any reps.
How's it been going for you? First couple practices doing the defensive end?
For me, I don't judge it. You know, a couple days of practice. Every day I try to pick something that I need to work on. I watch film and try to pick something I need to work on, whether it's my technique or stepping toward the run or pass rush or whatever. So, when I get in the game and make some plays for this team, then you ask me that, I can give you an assessment.
So you've been a versatile guy here these last couple of years, like inside linebacker, outside linebacker, defensive end. Are you hoping that this new coaching staff kind of sees your willingness to do the multiple things and finds a role, I guess?
Yeah, I hope so. And obviously they've seen something. They're giving me an opportunity to make this team and to play for them. All I can do is control what I can control. And, you know, I'm a guy that's doing what's asked. If I can't do it, I'll tell them up front. And, you know, we'll part ways. But obviously I feel like I can do it, and I'm going to work every day at it. And I think they'll get good results. I won't be in a situation where I won't make plays for your team. You know, some ugly, some not so pretty. Hey, you know, everybody's not going to love me. Some going to hate me. But, you know, I still got to do what I got
to
do.
Were you surprised when they asked you to move to the D-line?
No, I've been around this league a long time. I know scheme. I know what type of physical bodies they look for, and I kind of felt that would be the issue long back before they called me. And when they called me, it was a joke, you know. When Wayne Nunley called me the day that they lifted the lockout, I said, oh, you calling me, so I know what this means now, you know what I mean? So I never flinched about it. I never got mad, you know what I'm saying? I just prayed and just asked the good Lord that, you know, he never put me in a bad situation. He put me always in a situation that I could succeed, and that's the way I continue to look at it, just work, man, and work. And, you know, if I give you my best and you don't like it, I can't give you anything else.
I mean, it makes sense because Elvis was moving and you're bigger than Elvis is, right?
Yeah, you know, Elvis, we have different assets to this defense. You know, Elvis is a pure pass rusher. I'm a learning guy. I think I'm a solid run stuffing guy, and I gotta learn on the pass. So, you know, there's a lot of things we both can work on. We're gonna help each other, and we're gonna make this team better.
You're anxious gonna see what's happened the next couple days as this roster gets filled out. Free agency's only been open for,
you know what,
15 hours now.
I don't look at it. When the guy comes in and puts on pads, then I start evaluating who he is and what he's going. But right now, 57 has a lot on his plate, and that's the way I got to approach it right now.
Okay, here's the theory. Some of what Lindsay was saying. Less hitting will save everybody's body, including yours. But less hitting also means ultimately the game will be softer. Buy that or not?
No, I don't buy that at all. I've seen some teams that even before the new CBA were practiced one time in pass. My first 2 years in Buffalo, we practiced in tops the whole time. We went pad, four pads, 3 days, and we didn't have a winning record, but we weren't soft. We were 500 that year. We just had some things go wrong. So, no, I don't buy that. I think it's the mindset in anything you do. If you know what you're doing and you want to win the game, it's about the player that you have, not about the way you go and pass and non-pass.
Gotcha.
What did you see from Von Miller today?
I saw a rookie that was anxious to make plays. I saw a rookie that's capable of making plays. I won't put the – all I know about Von Miller, he's willing and eager to learn and eager to be a great player. I won't put the verdict out on him yet. I'll let him make some plays, but, yeah, no, I think that will happen very soon.